In recent years, some wealthy Chinese have taken to hiring private bodyguards. There are some occasions, though, where it can be awkward to have a burly guy with a buzz cut and shades by your side. So some businessmen are hiring female bodyguards. NPR's Anthony Kuhn traveled to northeast China to meet some of these young women.
23-year-old Zhao Xin grew up in a family of athletes in Changchun City in northeast China, a region traditionally known as Manchuria. She's a heavy-set 5'10", and her right roundhouse kick slams into the heavy punching bag with a meaty thud.
Before I got into sports, I was rather introverted. I didn't dare to talk much. But once I started practicing martial arts, my character started to change. I became more outgoing, just like a boy.
At sports school, Zhao trained in sanda, a form of full-contact sparring. She recently joined a training program for bodyguards at the Tianyu Martial Arts School. The course includes instruction in driving, computer skills, and self-defense-related laws. Zhao says she's already found work.
A few months ago, a local executive who had received threats that his child would be kidnapped hired me to escort his child to and from school.
Training with Zhao is 22-year-old Jiang Meng. She says she can't wait to graduate from the bodyguard course and go on her first assignment.
In traditional China, education didn't do women much good. They just find a husband, get married, and lead a stable life. That's not what I hope for. I like danger. After all, we only live once. I want to show everybody what I've got.
Jiang and Zhao join the other male students in sparring practice, kicking and punching at focus pads. Their teacher is Xing Tianzhu, a veteran martial artist, former special forces soldier, and ex-bodyguard himself. He says the five young women enrolled in his bodyguard program have generated lots of publicity.
It's been a big change. I feel people are really paying attention to this thing. Since the news of the female bodyguards came out, my phone has been ringing nonstop with calls from around the country.
One company in southwestern Yunnan province recently hired one of Xing's bodyguards, a woman named Sun Linlin. The company's president spoke on condition that he be identified only by his family name, Zhao. Zhao notes that Chinese have long prized Manchurian bodyguards for their physical size, loyalty, and bravery. And female bodyguards have advantages of their own. I think that women tend to work more carefully, he says, and their powers of observation are sharper than men's. My company also has three or four male bodyguards, and I find it works best when we use men and women in different combinations, depending on the task. He also confirms that his female bodyguard, Sun Linlin, handily fended off four assailants who harassed his wife in a local restaurant in January. China's government has not yet recognized the bodyguard profession's legal status, so for the moment, Xing calls his bodyguard firm a business etiquette company. Some law enforcement officials believe the protection business should not be left to the private sector, but Xing says that firms like his need recognition and regulation.
Every dynasty in China has had private security firms. They fill a definite need within our society. After all, the government can't send troops and police to give private entrepreneurs personal protection.
Back in the training hall, Zhao Xin demonstrates one of the moves she's learned in class. As her teacher tries to grab her shoulder, she grabs his wrist and twists it, presses down on his elbow, and forces him to the ground. Zhao says the guys don't give her any special treatment in class. And if any of them is lucky enough to land a punch on her, she pays him back with interest. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Changchun, China.